I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Portion of our team, we had offense up at the time, obviously, and so they're already close to the hash. And specifically, I saw him make eye contact and rip a joke or two to Waddle and Devon. And you know, I think a lot of guys got back into the game, you know, provoked by what he said verbally. You know, we've talked a lot about all the stuff that, you know, Tyreek has done this off season, and a big portion is leading by example and connecting with his teammates. And he kind of utilized that connectivity to make sure that his team was finishing on the right end. You know, so he was inspiring in that situation, and I think his teammates benefited from that.
All right, Mike McDaniel talking about Tyreek Hill. You know, you realize anytime you play football that guy can get hurt, right? Craziness. We've seen guys injured, and most of the time, the good news is you're out a game or two, or you go on IR for at least 4 weeks. Five, maybe six or something, but you know, hey, he'll be back, you know. And then occasionally we do get, hey, like IR, he's out for the year. But boy, I'll tell you, and you look at certain positions, Tyreek Hill has just been, I mean, he gets banged up. He's played through it, even when he's been horse collared a couple of times, and he gets up and he limps off and he comes back in and he just keeps going. So you see what happened last night with this dislocated knee, and again was having himself a really good game. Probably going to go 10 plus catches last night with the routes and the way they're using them. And again, this is not the Tyreek Hill we got used to his first 2 years here, where it was one explosive play down the field after another. It was crazy, right? But in this new stuff that they're doing, shorter passes and not forcing it down the field, and whatever they're comfortable calling right now, he's adjusted and was on his way to having a real nice game. Had six catches for 67, including the one on the sideline, and for him to go down and then instantly see the reaction to their sideline, you went, oh my God, the shocker one way on that with Tyreek's injury. And the other one, Darren Waller hasn't played forever and looked that good. I mean, and by the way, whether you were just watching, and I'm guessing most people didn't have high expectations. First of all, I can't believe how athletic and how well he runs for a guy that's been out of football that long. And so whoever did their homework, hey, man, good job from the whether it was the coaches, told the general manager, to have two touchdowns in your first game after missing the first three. And hey, look at he's been injured coming back. So he couldn't play for a few weeks. And they kept moving that starting date back further and further. And then last night, and Mike mentioned, hey, we got some stuff we want to do in the red zone with him. And boy, he did. He did. And
well, Joe, just real quick to update people, if they're just waking up this morning, the Tyreek injury, Adam Schefter, essentially this is like worst case scenario, right? They had said last night that there could be ligaments involved, and it looks like he tore all the ligaments, including the ACL. He's in surgery today. So
yeah,
it's essentially worst case scenario, looks like, for the injury.
Yeah, man. So, hey, you're number one guy, you know. I'm not downplaying it. You know, I was listening to the post game show going home, and look it, I want to put a positive spin on next man up, and you know, and I get it. Achane takes a bigger role probably than he does. Waddle is going to be the number one guy now to get the ball to, and that's going to be the next job. For three catches now has to be 6, 7, 8 catches for Waddle, because he's going to be the number one guy. For everybody said, hey. You know, he's always played the second fiddle to Tyreek Hill. Now it's going to be Waddle's shot to show he's a number one guy, a real number one guy, not three catch 58 yards or three catches 30 yards. He's got to be a more targeted player. And with that, Malik Washington's role becomes bigger. Darren Waller, everybody steps up their role a little bit. But, yeah. And I'm with it, man. I want to see what our former first round pick, our guy we drafted from Alabama, who has, you know, played with Tua since college. You want to see him take a bigger role. They had a lot of camp time together because Tyreek was out. So those guys spent a lot more time together throwing the ball, had a good camp together until Waddle got injured and missed some time. But yeah, so I think everybody understands that, and going forward, because you want to still be able to do a lot of the things you've done in these last two games, start against Buffalo, and then all the stuff you did last night to that Jets defense. And again, can't say enough about how good the play calling was last night. I'm just play calling, I thought, helped the offensive line. Sticking with the run game, that's another one. Like, oh, Mike always goes away from it. We get off to a good start. We're averaging 5.2 yards per carry, but we don't run it enough, you know. And last night, Mike goes, hey, man, we're going to get off to a good start. Ran it, you know, a lot more last night and had some success. Actually ended up running the ball more than they threw it last night. And so a lot of good stuff there. And then all the stuff to really help Tua last night, I liked. And by the way, I give Tua credit. You still got to be able to do it. But because you're running the ball, now you do these bootlegs with all this motion, and you got people thinking, you know, you got them, you know, crashing inside, and Tua's out. And in a lot of situations, it gave him a lot of time, and his receivers running across the field to be even with him. Just nice, easy throws. It's just at time, it just looked easy completions for, you know, 10 plus yard plays last night. So yeah, it was a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff from the offense. And, I'm guessing up in New York, it was bad. It was so bad. You start looking, and I'm not one always does this. I'm not that goes around blaming coaches every time I stub my toe and you go, well, that's a coach's fault. But the 13 penalties, the three takeaways, your coach has been talking, Aaron Glenn has been talking, one of our biggest problems, reading his stuff all week, poor tackling. And their tackling last night was poor again. Ask Achane. Achane's like,
yeah, they're not going to win very many games.
They're
another team that's going to be in that quarterback market, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
You start looking into the early offseason here, the teams that are really bad. But
can I be honest with you, Woody? Because I think their offensive line is pretty good. They got first round picks on the outside, the tackles.
They did run the ball well, I guess. But
yeah, yeah.
So, that's a bad football team. But hey, I'm just curious what you think, because like, just to give you an idea of what we're getting this morning. So first of all, we're getting a lot of people are asking, is this the end for Tyreek? And obviously, we don't know, but it very well could be, right? Speed guy, and that's just a really, really bad injury.
His game is all around.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Speed, yes. Yeah. It, the fact is that he is still considered to be. I was talking to Mike Mayock, who was doing the game for National Radio Westwood One. And we spent a lot of time talking last night about Tyreek, and he said I couldn't wait to get here and watch him run before the game. And I went back and looked, you know, former GM and NFL Network guy, and he was talking, and like me, I said, Mike, he went out and ran 10-100 meters. He left minicamp. And when it was done, minicamp was over, and while everybody else got 6 weeks off, he went out, and he obviously was getting ready for a couple of track meets, and he wanted to send a little message that, hey, all you guys and all you young guys that are 10 years younger, I want to let you know I'm still the fastest guy in football. Guys don't just show up on a track and run 10-100 meters. It just doesn't happen.
He still got him, and that one play where he was running backwards and then he ended up getting a nice little gain out of it. I think they had a penalty that brought a holding call that brought it back, but that was like vintage Tyreek, where he was kind of got in the open field a little bit there,
and
they just can't get him the ball deep, which is like, you know,
well,
that's a different problem for another day. But
yeah, exactly,
not that it matters now.
The offense, you know, we've seen,
they're doing the best they can with their limitations. Yeah,
last week, it's not going to be – now, I don't know how much the way everybody's going to play against us, to be fair. So, with Tyreek out, do the safeties come up a little closer? Do they get a little more involved? Hey, it's nothing against Jalen Waddle. He's super fast, too, but he's not in the
– Well, I know if I was
he's
Carolina –
He's not in the track meet.
If I was Carolina, I'd know how I'd approach this thing. I'd just blitz the hell out of him every time and Tua try to beat you, but – I would not allow Achan to do what he did last night if I were opposing teams.
Well,
the other thing is, Joe, just to give you an idea, again, like what's coming in this morning is people are like, you know, we won, but it doesn't feel very good because the Jets are terrible. You barely beat them, and you lost your best player in the process. Well,
So I understand.
It doesn't have that like great glory feeling of a win.
And you reading it on top of it is just fitting this morning. But
I want to give you an idea what we're getting.
No. And I appreciate that. But I want to say this, man. You play who they put on the schedule. Okay. Like the Dolphins didn't go, hey, Is it our pick? We want the Jets and then Carolina in, if we can, in weeks 4 and 5, because they're going to be banged. No, you know, you play who's on your schedule. And I remember not too long ago, everybody said, hey, the Jets are better, going to be better than the Dolphins, and everybody's going to be better. So you play who's on the schedule. You're right. They did not look very good. They should have had a touchdown to start the game. The Dolphins make a great little play down on the goal line there. But, hey, look at man, they won. And I get they didn't beat them by 20, but they won the game, and they're not going to get unpolished. Can you imagine if we lost? But I do agree, man, there is a little Tyreek Hill hangover not having him out on the football field. And so now
I will admit that, yes, a loss last night, if they would have came back and won that game, it would have been devastating.
Double whammy right there.
I mean, this would have been blow it up Tuesday here. But
So everybody gets a bigger role now, and we'll find out when some of the other offensive linemen come back. But
they got some winnable games coming up, man. They should be able to get back to 500, you would think, at some point here, maybe. There's really bad teams coming up.
Well, the team they're getting ready to play just looked...
They're horrible.
They looked really bad. Now, they're back home. I know they're not on the road, but New England just pounded them. Then you come home to the Chargers, who lost to the Giants. Now, I don't know what people... Maybe now everybody's got a crush on the Giants. It's a really good football team.
I think the Chargers are a little bit better team than the Dolphins right now.
So, anyway...
That's safe to say. But then you have the Browns on there, too. Like, the Browns are a mess.
Good on one side. Not very good on the other. So anyway, yeah, but every game, these games are probably going to look a lot like last night's. They're going to be a lot of tight ball games. There will, even against teams that we've made up our mind. We got to, and I do it too, but yeah, you got to beat Carolina. You got to get to 2-3 Sunday on the road at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I don't disagree. Hey, Woody, we got to go to break here, man. I do. Hey, listen, there's all kinds of stuff. And hey, look, if there's one guy I didn't want to lose last night, it was Tyreek Hill. I know everybody's losing guys. And, you know, every seems like we got a guy. I saw somebody had a neck injury. Oh, the Ravens defensive tackle out for the year.
I'm with you, by the way. I don't want to like rain on your parade this morning here with all these negative texts and stuff. I know you're happy they got a win, and it is good, right? Like to be sitting here at 0-4 would be, it'd be a bad morning.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Right. Treat it like 0-4. I'm gonna treat it like they got a win.
Yeah, but nothing changed, right? They're still a bad team. Like nothing changed in that regard. But at least you got a win.
Well, they did. They did some good things to win. You can't win a game without doing some good things, Woody.
They did some good things the week before.
So anyway,
right?
Yeah.
So
what? You know what? You can't help yourself. You really can't. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Woody, did you get some sleep last night? Because you look like you might have stayed up late. Yeah, no, I got a little bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.